everyone, and welcome inside another episode of the Adam Jones Podcast presented by the Baltimore Banner. I'm Jerry Coleman. He, of course, is the five-time MLB All-Star Adam Jones straight out of Italy this week. Today, in episode 70, we'll be joined by the Orioles rising star, Heston Kjerstad. Adam and I will also discuss our thoughts on the Orioles Hall of Fame class, which was announced this past week during our For the Bird segment. That's always sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. In addition, when we get to Baltimore and beyond, brought to you by our friends at Relief Medical Marijuana Dispensary, we will receive a full recap of what was an incredible 24 hours for AJ in the Charm City, with plenty of highlights on the ground and in the air. Then, as always, a chance to win a $50 gift card in our Socially Speaking segment, courtesy of Lido Pizza, proud official sponsor and partner of the Baltimore Orioles. But let's bring in our featured guest. He's sponsored by Jimmy's Famous Seafood. I'm wearing the shirt. He is Heston Kjerstad. Heston, thanks for being here on the Adam Jones Podcast. You are our bucket list guest, and we finally landed you. What's it been like this season, beginning the year in the minors and then coming up after ending last year in the major leagues and now back again? How can you ensure that you stay up here for the long term going forward?
Thanks for having me, guys. Definitely pumped to join the pod. Definitely been a journey. You know, it's part of baseball. You get called up and then you got to start out the season in AAA, and, you know, you just keep competing, keep playing baseball. And, you know, most importantly, just keep being yourself. And for me to stay in the big leagues, I just need to be myself and, you know, play how I've always played and just be comfortable while I'm in the box and just have fun and play hard.
I was fortunate enough to get down there and work with you in spring training and with a bunch of guys. And again, I know you guys were not happy getting sent down to AAA. You're not supposed to. And it proved that by you becoming player of the month, and everybody else in your lineup, 1 through 5, was damn near better than some major league lineups. What was the attitude of the guys when you got sent down? Because it seemed to me, rather than sulk, you guys said, we got to poke.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's definitely a really stacked group down there in AAA. And, you know, we were all kind of just being where our feet are. We weren't trying to wish we were somewhere else. We're like, all right, we're all here in AAA. Let's crush everybody every day we show up to the field. Let's just do our thing. And, you know, luckily, you know, it's a really good group of guys. So we're all having a lot of fun too. And just being in the moment together as a group of teammates and everything. It was a lot of fun.
Now that you're back in the big leagues, how are you staying ready? Obviously, the at-bats aren't happening as often as in AAA, but how are you staying ready? You know, it's a rotation, but, you know, Kowser's getting off. So as a lefty, you got to stay ready. So how are you doing it?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, you know, I got to stay ready for when I play, if you're not playing every day. So for me, it's just staying in my daily routine and then also just utilizing our hitting coaches as much as I can, whether it's, you know, just using them in the cage during the game to be ready to come in the 8th or 9th, or it's, you know, using machines and anything like that. So it's just using all the resources we have with the Orioles just to stay ready whenever my time or whenever the team needs me.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the hitting coaches who don't get a lot of notoriety. How have they been beneficial? Obviously, there's a lot of information going on now. So how have they helped you stay ready in that moment? Because, again, if you're getting in the game, you're going to face somebody that is definitely tough in velocity. So how are they underneath creating your preparation
for getting? Yeah, no, we have a great hitting coach staff here. We got Borgs, Cody Ashy, Ryan Fuller. And, you know, they try to keep things simple for you. They filter out a lot of information. They give you a scouting report on maybe – the guys you're going to face or the guys you are facing that day. And they just make it pretty simple. And then their main cue is just getting to know every hitter and getting to know who likes what. Some guys really like a bunch of information. They want information overload. Other guys, they just want to know the velo of his fastball. That's it. So they're really good at getting to know each individual hitter and kind of catering a game plan to what they like, but also, you know, pushing them to be a little bit more like adapting to what's going to get thrown at them. Like, hey, like, yeah, you want to know what the fastball velo is, but you're probably not going to see it off this guy. So
what's your preference?
Here's his changeup. For me, I'm right in the middle. I love the information. I love to know what pitches they throw, the break, the velo. And then also I like to know, like, you know, are they walking a lot of guys right now? Are they in zone in a 3-2 count? Are they coming at you with the heater in a hitter's count? Are they – what's their go-to off-speed pitch in a pitcher's count? So those are probably the main things I cue on. But then once I get in the box, I kind of put those in the back of my mind, and it's just me versus the pitcher, and I'm just going to see and hit it.
I wanted to ask you about this year's version of the Orioles compared to last year. We mentioned you got a little taste last season. Are there some notable differences between last year's team and this year's?
Yeah, there's definitely some differences. Definitely, you know, adding a guy like Corbin Burnes really boosts the pitching staff. Kimbrel is really, really awesome. And for the main part, luckily, you know, it's besides that, it's really similar to the same squad. We also added a couple other guys here and there, but for the most part, it's the same core of guys. So I think that's been nice for everybody to spend more time around, you know, the same guys. So everybody's pretty close with each other at this point.
I want to talk about Sed and Hayes. You know, they're the older statesmen with the ball club. How are they meant to you and to other young outfielders? I mean, I can say young anymore, you're 25. But service-wise, how have they meant to you guys just as the guys who, you know, have been here and done that?
Yeah, Hayes and Sed are awesome. You know, around them every day. They kind of – they take you under their wing. You know, they're on your side. They want to see you do well. They want to help you become better. They want to help with that learning curve and the transition to the big leagues, because they understand the challenge. They've been there, they've done that, and they're, you know, both really great players to learn from, and they obviously have a lot of experience, and, you know, they just want the team to win. That's all they want to do.
Hey, Heston, watching what Jackson Holliday went through at the major league level and coming back down to the minors, I'm sure you can appreciate the struggles that he had and how things went. And I don't know, we expect him back soon, but what was your impression about how he handled everything?
For sure. You know, honestly, he's been a really mature player for his age and mature guy. And, you know, when someone goes through a struggle, that's when you really find out who they are. And he was the same guy he's always been. He's still showing up, getting his work in, being a good teammate, being a good friend. And, you know, you never want to see anybody go through that, but that's baseball, you know, and there's some learning points that he's going to learn from that. And hopefully it's going to propel him to the next level in his career. And he'll definitely be back soon. He's a great player. And, you know, 30 at bats doesn't make you a bad player or anything like that. It's just, he's got some things to iron out. And, you know, once he's back, he'll show everybody what he's capable of.
With so many prospects in the organization, how is it hard to either, you know, separate, I'm rooting for you because you're my teammate, but I'm also not rooting for you because I need the job too. And again, it's still on the other side of you're never rooting against anybody, but, you know, there's only one spot. You know what I mean? So it's like, how do you differentiate that? Because throughout history, there's always been haters and there's always been people that, you know, want to see you down. But me being around you guys want to see the guy hit a home run further than your home run rather than, you know, pop out or something like that. Like, the energy is unbelievable. And like, you guys push each other.
Yeah, I think that's the tough balance in sports that a lot of good teams experience. But for the most part, like, on the whole team, it's, we want to see everybody do good because we know it's going to benefit ourselves. Because if the guy in front of you is doing good, it's going to kind of pour into your at bat and so forth. And, you know, I've always lived a life, you know, you never want to wish negative upon someone. You know, you want to bring everybody up. You want to cheer everybody on. You want everybody around you to be successful. And, you know, everybody's got their role on the team. And that's the thing too. And everybody's role is unique. So you're supporting anybody and everybody on the team because we're all in it for one thing, and that's to go win a World Series. And, you know, if you're not pulling for your guys, you know, that's not too good of a teammate. So you just got to do your role, support anybody else that's out there on the field or when they're doing their role. And, you know, they're going to return the favor, and that's going to make for a more enjoyable season and hopefully a really successful one.
All right, I got to ask you, the nickname Silent J, I don't know who tagged you with that. We later in the podcast are going over potential lineups, and someone suggested Silent J batting fourth. And I said to Adam, who's Silent J? And he said, Heston Kjerstad. I said, okay, I didn't know that. And I know you're from Norway, but is that an official nickname? Do people call you that in the clubhouse and around baseball? Or is that just something that, you know, came from your younger ranks?
A little bit. Certain guys here and there use it. I think I don't really know where it came from. I think it was just some coaches here and there. Just the J in my last name gets everybody a little tripped up. So, you know, a couple guys started using it maybe like 2-3 years ago. So it's around. It's not everybody's calling me that, which is cool with me. So, you know, it's definitely around a little bit.
What is the worst pronunciation you've ever heard of your last name?
There's been plenty, but the main one's just Kjerstad. Like that one's just like, all right, like, dude, try again.
Did that ever occur on the PA when you were coming to the plate?
There was some tough ones in the minor leagues where I don't think they had the phonics for the announcer or anything, so they just gave it their best shot. But, you know, I don't know. Once you have a last name like mine, you pretty much expect it to get butchered here and there. So it's all good.
And joining a team, I mean, obviously in the crazy race they're going to be in the entire year, first place team. What's the attitude like, you know, just day to day? How's the guys going about their business? And, you know, what's that just the emotion around the clubhouse?
Yeah, you know, day to day, everybody's locked in. Everybody shows up to the park and there's one goal come game time, and that's to win the game, do anything we can to win. And, you know, it's honestly really fun to be a part of that because every game is just huge competition. And, you know, the locker room's always just locked in, ready to go, and, you know, just ready to go compete. And it's a lot of fun to be around.
I got to ask you how this hydration station is holding up. It not only is at home, it's on the road. Is there a backup? And who's responsible for it when you travel, Heston?
It's holding up pretty good. There's a lot of duct tape on it from what I've saw. And
you lead majors in home runs. That's why.
Yeah, no, that definitely gets a lot of use by the team. I'm pretty sure it's one of our equipment guys carries it around. I got the speaker, so my hands are already full. So, you know, that's my rookie duty as a speaker. So
that's your only
getting to see all these guys. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, what else are the rookie duties you got?
Yeah.
You know, you got to bring some snacks on the planes. What else do we got? We got a.
So it's a vet. So like a veteran, let me see. Like what is like said like or something like that?
It's mainly beers. I was just trying to, you know.
Oh, don't worry about beer. That. Okay, well then you log jam and you got the briefcase. Okay, that's customary.
The game table for the plane, yes. You got to bring the card table on.
Yep.
And then, you know, pretty much besides that, it's pretty, they don't, there's not bunch of crazy ones. Every now and then there'll be like a, you know, a rookie duty for the day or whatever that they, one of the guys just makes up, but for the most part those are the main three.
I gotta ask you, you've had some time to reflect on, you know, going back to when you got into the Orioles organization, the myocarditis during COVID, right after signing, you missed 2021. At that juncture, now that you've had time to look back, how concerned were you about the future of your career? Because obviously it's worked out.
Oh, for sure. You know, it definitely wasn't the brightest point or the most enjoyable part of my career at that point. And definitely, you know, definitely had some worries or some concerns of, you know, am I going to be the same player once I get back and things like that. And for me, I was as positive as I could be through it. And, you know, I tried to stay mentally strong. And, you know, luckily now looking back, everything kind of worked out and I'm in a spot that I'd always hoped to be in. So now it's just, you know, play baseball, and let's see how good I can become.
I know you're young and still have a very, very hopefully long life of you know, sports and a lot of different things. Have you got yourself involved with any charities revolving anything with the cardiac, with the heart or anything like that? Because, you know, Orioles obviously is such a fantastic organization when it comes to health, and Baltimore being fantastic, Johns Hopkins. Have you, you know, attached yourself with any charities?
At this point, we haven't, but that's something I've been talking about with some of the people within the Orioles to hopefully eventually, like, kind of jump on that side with maybe partnering with one of the charities that's kind of close to something I've been through, or even just partnering with, you know, John Hopkins locally. Definitely would, anything to do to help the community like that is always in for something like that.
Heston, not only is it a great time to be an Oriole on the field, but off the field, they're going through a metamorphosis, if you will, with Mr. David Rubenstein taking over the club. I see that he is going to be Mr. Splash this week. I don't know many billionaire owners who do that. Have you had a chance to meet the guy? And what's the vibe in the clubhouse about the new ownership and a guy who's going to put on a rubber ducky outfit, I think, for at least one of these games coming up?
You know, definitely awesome that he, you know, is owner of the Orioles now, and, you know, definitely a man of the people. Not many owners that are going to go get in the duck costume and be Mr. Splash, so that's awesome. And, you know, I think everybody's pumped, whether it's the players, the org, and even the fans about it. I think it's been something that he's going to do a great job, and, you know, he's only been around the team for, you know, a month or two, and I guarantee you there's a lot to come because he seems really excited and pumped to be, you know, a part of the Orioles and, you know, run the whole show.
Do you have anything to prove?
Me? Yeah.
No, me.
I got a lot to prove. And, you know, necessarily I'm not even really trying to prove it to other people. I'm just trying to prove it to myself.
Not in a cocky way, exactly. Like, people always think, you know, I'm trying to be cocky. No, just in that way, it's like, I want to prove to myself that I can.
Yep, exactly. That's probably where I'm at, is just proving a couple things to myself at the big league level. And then, you know, the rabbit chase never ends. You know, I'm always trying to prove something.
I know there was... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Adam.
You had to follow this. So explain to people, what's the hardest of playing every day, AAA, and then getting to the big leagues when that your energy is even higher, but not being able to play because you want to prove?
Yeah. I would say the main thing for me in the big leagues so far is just, you know, being yourself and relaxing. You know, I sometimes get into the game where I'm playing a game and I try to do too much. I may overswing, or I may be too aggressive because I'm trying to make something happen. And it's like, baseball can be played at a super high energy level. You know, you got to be relaxed. You got to be letting the game come to you. You got to be letting the pitcher throw the ball in the zone and take the ones out of it. So for me, that's the main thing so far, is just controlling that effort level and not making it too excessive and just being myself.
We'll jump right back into our conversation with Orioles outfielder Heston Kerstad. But first, let's hear from our loyal, dedicated sponsors here on the Adam Jones Podcast.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Park Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Adam Jones podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones podcast.
Maryland Lottery. Come and get your fun. Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million. Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS voluntary disclosure program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022. Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. The Adam Jones Podcast welcomes Relief Shop. Shop Maryland's largest adult use and medical cannabis menu, located at 1114 Cathedral Street in Baltimore, with medical delivery available throughout Maryland 7 days a week, only at Relief Shop.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
Hey, Baltimore. Monument City Brewing has been crafting the best beer in Maryland since 2014. Located at 1 North Haven Street in Baltimore, you've seen us at the ballpark. Now drop by our tasting room. Open Thursday through Sunday with events, music, and great food trucks. And this year, we are honored to collaborate with Adam Jones and the Adam Jones Podcast with Simply AJ Ballpark IPA, available throughout the baseball season. It's going to be a great year, Baltimore. Visit us online at monumentcitybrewing.com or follow us on Instagram at Monument City Brewing.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money, and with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's the perfect time to check out a spacious and reliable new Toyota SUV. Like a RAV4, with available all-wheel drive and plenty of cargo space, you'll go from errands to adventures in no time. Plus, available features like wireless charging will keep you connected. Or check out a Highlander, with seating for up to eight. It's a hub for family adventure. Your Toyota dealer is getting new vehicles in stock regularly. So don't wait. Find deals on a RAV4 or Highlander at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Bowie Bay Sox are back in town this week. This weekend on Friday and Saturday nights, enjoy the area's best fireworks show following the Bay Sox game. And Sunday, come out early on Sunday Family Fun Day. Fans can play catch in the outfield grass and get autographs from select Bay Sox players. With free parking and a great game day atmosphere, the Bay Sox lead the region in affordable family fun. Get your tickets today at BaySox.com.
Now let's get back into it. Our continuing conversation with Orioles outfielder Heston Kjerstad on the Adam Jones podcast.
And you guys got 7 first round draft picks currently on the roster. And that doesn't include the second round pick, Gunnar Henderson. You guys ever have any fun with Gunnar saying, hey, you had to wait a lot longer than us? I know he's pretty good these days, but he still was taken in the second round.
I think Adley's joked with him a little bit here and there, but you know, I think Gunnar, with you know where he's at right now, I don't think many people are joking with him too much. He's doing pretty good, and you know, at the end of the day, it don't really matter where you're drafted. You know, it's all about how you're performing now. So,
100%. All right. Question: do you like the life on the road? Do you like, you enjoy the hotels, the room service? I mean, you, I don't know if you have a girlfriend or not, but you don't have kids, so do you like, you enjoy the sleeping in a nice, you know, 5-star hotels every night and ordering $90 room service?
Yeah, I actually love it. It's sweet. Like the hotels are really nice, and then also I like seeing the cities. You know, I like going to a new city and, you know, maybe trying to find a breakfast spot in the morning close to the hotel, or just going out, walking, seeing a little bit of a new area. So it's kind of a fun way to, you know, see different parts of the United States, or, you know, get certain experiences, and also just seeing the other stadiums and all that. That's a lot of fun to me, because being at home, you know, my routine's so set. I do the same things every day. So on the road, I give myself a little bit of leeway to, you know, cut out some time in the morning to go, you know, see something or do something with a couple of the guys, and maybe go see a part of the city. So the road trips are awesome.
Last one for me. Who are the guys that you do hang out with, whether it be on the road or maybe you room with a few back in Baltimore?
Yeah, you know, it's always rotating. That's the nice thing about this team. There's no guy I want to hang out with off the field, but you know, the main ones are probably the guys that I've came up with a little bit, whether it's, you know, Westberg, Kowser, Gunnar a little bit, Adley, kind of some of those guys that I came up with. And then even some of the older guys here and there, like Danny and stuff, you'll go catch breakfast with them, or McCann a little bit like that, or even O'Hearn. So it's always, man, it's always rotating who you're hanging out with or who's going and doing what. We're all pretty good friends, so it's just kind of open invite to anybody.
Calipari, are we excited? Like, what, yeah, what do you have to sell? How do you get Calipari?
Coach Cal.
I'm not sure how they pulled that one off. That was kind of out of the blue, because everybody knew.
For everybody.
Our basketball coach left, and then he wasn't even in the talks, and then the news just broke, and everybody's like, what just happened? Like, so it's going to be huge. He's going to have all the resources and everything. So hopefully when I'm back in the off season, you know, I can watch Arkansas play some basketball.
Can I go to a game with you?
Oh, 100%. We'll get you some good tickets if you come to Fayetteville. Hey.
Okay.
It's supposedly the best college basketball atmosphere. That's
okay. I heard this. I heard you guys' facilities are amazing, baseball-wise.
No, baseball-wise, it's sick. So that's where I train there in the offseason. They just give me a key fob.
Sounds like they're about – it sounds like they're about to get back into 40 minutes of hell with John Calipari.
Yeah. No, they'll be back in there. And, no, they let me use all the facilities in the offseason, so that's where I stay sharp. They got, like, a full half infield indoors. It's – you can play a scrimmage just without the outfield. And then they got a weight room. It's a football facility for a baseball team at that point. It's crazy.
He is the pride of Arkansas. Heston, we want to thank you for taking time and joining us this week on the Adam Jones podcast. It's been our pleasure.
For sure. Thanks for having me. Good seeing you again, Adam. And y'all take it easy.
Let's move along here on the Adam Jones podcast. It is our For the Bird segment, presented as always by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Hey, when you play the Maryland Lottery, set limits. Never play when you're stressed, and know your odds of winning. To learn more, simply visit mdlottery.com/playresponsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Our For the Bird segment focuses on the Orioles, and they put out the announcement this past week, Adam, that they are adding 2 to their Hall of Fame. two guys that you're very familiar with. One was a teammate. The other was an instructor. Terry Crowley, the Crow, played as an Oriole and coached as an Oriole. Nick Markakis starred as an Oriole. Your thoughts on this tandem?
I mean, unbelievable. I'll start with King. Obviously, you know, Crowley was around for many, many years in the organization, known as more of one of the best pinch hitters, honestly, of all time. And, you know, when I got over there, King always told me, hey, man, old school, let's work on top of the ball. Let's get on top of the ball. Hey, I was able to backspin a few of my day. So it's a blessing that he's able to go in. And then obviously,
real quickly, before we get to Nick with Crow, the King of Swing was his nickname. Is that what you guys called him? He was known as King around the clubhouse?
Oh, 100%. We called him King. Yeah. That's what Terry Crowley is. You're like, who's that guy? Who's Terry Crowley? But you say King, people are like, oh, yeah, King. Always known as that, as far as I know. And then obviously, yeah, Markakis is, you know, that's a given. I think it was just a matter of time. You know, the requirements are 3 years from last playing professional baseball. And this is Markakis' year. My year is next year, or I should say I'm up for eligibility next year.
Really? Is that because of when you retired as an Oriole? Did that put you on the clock then? Because that's
I think it was playing in Japan, following Japan, and then 22 season, 23 season, this current season. That's three seasons not outside of the game. And then you add Markakis retired after 2020. And then so he had three seasons. And, you know, again, what can I more can I say about him besides he was a professional? I learned how to play the game a lot and how to carry myself a lot, especially between the lines because of him. So a lot of respect and believe I'll be there in attendance because, you know, this is a milestone for my guy. I know he's going to probably get another one with the Braves. But we're going to celebrate this in Birdland because he should be celebrated. I mean, 2110 Utah Street is still iconic. I don't think any duo has reached that level yet. Still yet to get out there because, hey, you never know. And I hope there's somebody that can take that. But, you know, me and him winning the Gold Glove in the same year. There's a lot of really cool things that we're able to do together. And, you know, just the utmost respect for him.
And you guys remain close friends off the field as well. It's not like you separated once baseball ended.
No. Still keep in contact. And that's the thing about the brotherhood of baseball, especially the, you know, guys that play a long time. You're able to keep contact. You're able to do things still as family as you grow older and get away from the game.
I'm glad you clarified your situation because there were a lot of people online wondering, how come Adam Jones isn't going in with Nick Markakis? That seemed like a natural.
Well, of course. I mean, I think that would have been great. I mean, if you talk to Nick, you'd be like, hey, let's do it next year. But, you know, I think it's just their requirements, you know, 3 years outside of playing. And Major League Baseball is, I think, five outside of Major League Baseball. So, you know, the timing is the timing. It would have been great to go with him at 2110, but it'd be great. Hopefully that we can mark 2 days that hopefully he will be at Camden Yards is when he gets inducted and hopefully when I get inducted.
Oh, he has to reciprocate. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And your day is coming. And it's the ultimate honor, really, for being a part of a team is going into that respective team's Hall of Fame. I don't know if every team does that.
I mean, every team does it. It's just a matter of the longevity and obviously prestige. You know, when you go into an organization that's been around from 54 season and then, you know, the Browns before that in St. Louis. So the organization in baseball runs really, really deep in Baltimore. So it's a big, big honor. So it's not like it's just something you throw by the wayside, like, oh, you know, I appreciate that and thank you. No, you're able to go into an organizational Hall of Fame. First off, there's not that many. And it's a professional organization. You reach the pinnacle of a sport and you're being recognized for it on the grandest stage with a plaque. Like, that is pretty cool. A lot of guys get a pat on the ass and a, hey, appreciate your services. And, you know, maybe down the road, call me. But to be able to be enshrined in an organization such as prestigious as the Orioles, and it's, you know, it is a honor if that comes. It's an honor for Mark. I believe it's a big honor for Markakis. He'll get to go into two, which is pretty cool. The hardest one, obviously, is to get into Cooperstown. So, hey, if you can make it somewhere, somebody get recognized wherever you can.
Well, we look forward to the occasion and you coming back again in late August. And I must say, we probably have a better chance of getting Terry Crowley on this podcast than Nick Markakis moving forward.
Good chance. Good chance.
All right, let's travel Baltimore and beyond. Where you are, you can explain as you sip your glasses of wine. For those watching on YouTube, you may be wondering, I'm not, why Adam is sipping wine. Our national and sometimes international perspective brought to you by our friends over at Relief Medical Marijuana Dispensary, where they go above and beyond to help the customer. And shout out to Connor, who we got to meet last week. More on that coming up. But you had this whirlwind one-day visit to Baltimore, or sort of Baltimore, because I think you ended up in another part of the country. Take us through that, starting, you know, with leaving Barcelona, I guess ending up somehow at Lenny's Deli with breakfast with me.
Oh, man, it was a whirlwind of travel. You know, I guess plane was a little delayed leaving Barcelona, you know, getting through London. If you know Heathrow, it is a horrible, horrible, if you don't have enough time, I should say, it's a bad airport for trying to do anything quick. And I ended up in, I missed my connection to BWI. They tried to send me to Dulles, which I was like, eh, but okay. Then they say, nope, you can't make that. But, you know, you can go to JFK. And I'm like, that's out the way. But just, I need to get to the East Coast. Just get me out to the East Coast. I'm already here. Just let me get to the East Coast. So I got to the East Coast about 10:30 and then took a train down to the midnight train, not to Georgia, but down to down to Philly. There was a 3-hour layover. I got to sleep on the train from like 4:30 or like 3:30. 1:30 to 4:30.
Did you really sleep?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I took a nice nap sitting on the leaning on the train window. Oh. And ended up in Baltimore. I text you. I was like, hey, man, let's meet up at Lenny's, get some breakfast. And, you know, lo and behold, we went to Lenny's. You paid, although you did not. There's no actual evidence on a statement because you paid with a gift card.
Well, I mean, so, you know, you buy those in advance.
You went in the back and you might have scratched something off. I don't know. But it was good as always. We always appreciate Lenny. So we had that. And then. We were able to attend the game. It was a whirlwind. There was a lot going on, but we were able to connect with some sponsors. I think it was just an overall really, really, really good day. Although I'll bet the beginning of it, it was the back end of the 48 hours or 36 hours was better.
Your stamina is amazing. I don't know how you did it without passing out. You knocked out tens of millions of sponsors, it seems like. Everyone from Dennis Weinman, from the Weinman Group, Mike Kornblatt and Tony Minidakis over at Jimmy's. We mentioned Connor Welton over at Relief, Mike Cole from Breakthrough, and of course, Kenneth Perry from over at Monumental Brewing. And your beer was a big hit that Thursday against the Yankees and every day at Camden Yards.
Oh, man. I mean, I finally got to really try it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think my father-in-law maybe enjoyed it a little too much. But I think everybody enjoyed it. Maybe they're just, you know, again, people will kiss your ass around you and be like, oh, it's good. It's good. I don't really know. But no, people seem to really enjoy it. I enjoyed it. Had really good conversation with Mr. Stecta of the Orioles. Have we really got to, you know, talk about just really cool ideas. And no, it was great to be around some sponsors. Obviously, it was an impromptu visit. And it was good to be able to connect with a lot of people. It's a day game, beautiful weather, warm out. And again, to walk into a suite and see four or five of our sponsors in one place. Wow. I mean, I don't have to take too many steps. So it was great. I just think that it surprised a lot of people that I was there, which is, I think, even better because I don't really like people knowing where I'm
at. No, I could tell.
As you, my wife.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's the only person who's supposed to know exactly where I'm at. But no, it was a great, great trip. I guess impromptu, frustrated at the beginning, definitely frustrated at the end, but the middle was very, very good. And got to see my father-in-law, take him to a game, my brother-in-law, Reggie, and got to spend the afternoon at the ballpark.
I'll just say in conclusion, I don't think it was a surprise you were coming to the yard based on your exes that were going out trashing British Airways, which I presume will no longer be in the running for a sponsor of the Adam Jones podcast, which is all right.
Might be a tough one, but hey, you never know. You never know. They still run they're still the easiest way to get to Europe. From Baltimore, unless you want to go through Dulles, and you can obviously attack different airports. But it's still the quickest way to get to Europe. You just gotta, I guess, give yourself more time.
And all those sponsors that we missed this last trip, he'll be back again this summer at some point. But 100%. We won't give a date yet.
Yeah.
To be determined. All right. Let's put a bow and tie on things with Socially Speaking. This is where we answer an X post, some type of social media post, Facebook, Instagram, as Adam takes another sip. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking this really good wine. I'm in Tuscany right now.
And yeah, we didn't establish your location this week.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Castiglione del Bosco, and it is a premier resort in the world. I don't even think it's a resort. It's a former city that Ferragamo bought. Google it.
And Vince Ferragamo? Time. You mean Vince not Ferragamo, Vince. The former not quarterback? Vince.
Not Vince. So I'm going to go with the Salvatore. Okay. And just been having some wine and some pastas. We went truffle hunting. Got to golf. I'll send some video. And it was just a really, really good time. And I'm enjoying it.
Sounds like better than driving around Baltimore with me in my car. All right, let's get.
You just look so just posh in your car. I should say that you got the Tiffany blue.
Sea salt blue.
That's there you go. Sea salt blue.
I didn't know that was
and
the color.
You just look just so clueless. The movie.
Yeah. All right.
Clueless. Yes, but Clueless the movie also.
Oh, God.
If it was an old version.
Like I said, we're in Socially Speaking, a chance to win a $50 gift card, compliments from our friends at Lido Pizza. Not only do they not cut corners, they're a proud partner of the Baltimore Orioles. So we are at Adam Jones Pod on social media again, at Adam Jones Pod. And yes, Adam did go truffle hunting. But that's not what the question's about this week. Maybe next week. But you did post something about an Orioles lineup last week on X, and we got more than a few suggestions, a lot of Brandon Hyde juniors out there. But a lineup talk on a podcast, come on, Jackson, you can do better than that. Anyway, Sam chimed in with this version, at @StewPot_SamStewart. He wrote, after the All-Star break, give me Jackson, Gunner, Adley, Tony, Silent J. We think we know who that is now. Mounty, Westy, Milkman, and Seti there as a lineup. Steven Heckman added his own lineup with Gunner leading off, then followed by Rushman, Santander, Mountcastle, O'Hearn, Kowser, Westberg, Mullins, and Mateo. Any thoughts on this input when it comes to the lineup? Oof.
I mean, obviously, everybody has their own opinion on what they would think. You know, obviously, with Sed being such a dynamic leadoff hitter with power and speed, you got that with Gunner. It's a good problem to have where you have so much athleticism to where, you know, you can flip flop, you know, you, some days you can put a guy lead off and some days you can put him fifth. You can do that with Cedric to where he has the versatility, the power, the speed, the athleticism to where you can maneuver him and put him in different places in the lineup. I love having obviously Mounty in the middle, him with men in scoring position just proposes the incredible threat. So him in the middle is just a must for me. Now he could be 3, 4, 5. I just think that delivers on a day. Rushman in two. I mean, messing with one and two right now, I think Gunner, Adley, like, unless you're there 2-3, which could be, but, you know, unless you get like a bona fide, like lead off hitter, that's just, I don't even think that exists anymore. But I just think the top of it lineup is incredibly athletic. My key to this entire thing, though, is first off, what Hyder and associates are doing, they construct a very athletic lineup every day. To me, Mateo is the wild card. And I say this because I think he's arguably the most athletic player in baseball. I'm saying athleticism. I've seen him move. I'm not saying in terms of like Mookie Betts is the best. Mookie Betts to me is the most athletic player in baseball that is actually incorporated every athleticism and how it works, his strengths and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But you go on pure athleticism. I think that Mateo is one of them. Okay. And it when he hits, when he's on base, he crosses the plate. He's not there for long. And with him at the bottom of the lineup, and he's got off to a really good start again this year. They've been done a really good job of getting him days off and, you know, mix and matching. But when he's at the bottom of the lineup causing havoc, he is a problem. And to me, he's the wild card of it all, because the top of the lineup and middle lineup always do what they do. But when you have a bottom of the lineup that can score runs and don't always have to rely on the top, it is crazy, because if he gets on base and turns it over for Gunnar Nadley.
Well, let me ask you this about the lineup. Is sometimes the lineup a little bit overrated in the fact that you only lead off the game once? I understand if you're at the top of the lineup, you're probably going to receive more at bats, but
yes.
Has it evolved or changed over the years?
Well,
is it still the same lineups, way? You know, top.
No, lineups,
very important.
No, lineups definitely have changed. I mean, they've changed because there's no prototypical leadoff hitter anymore. There's no Lance Johnsons, you know, even go with B-Rob. There's no like B-Robs anymore. There's not many like that anymore.
Ricky Henderson.
You know, now, definitely no Rickies. Yeah. Now you got guys like Gunnar, like, you know, when Trout's leading off. These are guys that, throw the first pitch into Schwarber. You only lead off once, so I think the adage now is to get one of your best hitters up as much as possible. I think two is a great spot for a lot of guys to get as many at-bats as possible. But there's no prototypical leadoff hitter anymore to where, you know, you work the count. You got a guy, you know, Andres Galarraga, he's hitting fourth. There's no, like, let's switch with Galarraga and hit him second and, you know, try to get his bat going. It's like, no, big fella's hitting fourth. So, you know, the construction of the lineup is definitely different. I think it's just they're more athletic. But it's just a different style of baseball now. And with the strikeouts so high, it's like, well, if the leadoff guy hits a lot of times, like with Schwarber, you take those strikeouts because he's going to get you so many at-bats that in those at-bats, he's going to hit you 40. That's just how it works. But you'll take those strikeouts because you'll take the 40. So it's analytical game now to where the lineup construction is different. I didn't care where I hit. Yeah, I liked hitting with men on base, but, you know, there's some people that don't like leading off. To me, honestly, I'd rather lead off with nobody on than hit with two outs and nobody on base. That's hitting third. No matter what, hitting third, you do that a lot just because it's 1-2-3 a lot of the times. It's just called the law of average. So hitting leadoff with nobody on a clean slate, to me personally, was great. Hitting two outs with nobody on base, I felt like I had to do something. So I felt like I had to hit an extra base hit to get something started. Leading off, it's like, okay, well, hey, let me go for the bomb one pitch. All right, I got to fight and let me try to get on base. And lead off single, lead off anything generally produces runs. So I think leading off goes for, again, like guys like Gunnar. Hey, put him there. He hits the ball hard as hell all the time. He scores a lot of runs when he's on base. So just Mateo's my guy.
All right.
Mateo at the bottom of my lineup.
Find us on social media again. As you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, as Adam takes another sip, at Adam Jones Pod, at Adam Jones Pod. And thanks to our sponsors. We love the following businesses and recommend you go out and support them as they support this podcast.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Adam Jones podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the radio. Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Maryland Lottery. Come and get your fun. Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million. Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS Voluntary Disclosure Program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. The Adam Jones Podcast welcomes Relief Shop. Shop Maryland's largest adult use and medical cannabis menu, located at 1114 Cathedral Street in Baltimore, with medical delivery available throughout Maryland 7 days a week, only at Relief Shop.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
Hey, Baltimore. Monument City Brewing has been crafting the best beer in Maryland since 2014. Located at 1 North Haven Street in Baltimore, you've seen us at the ballpark. Now drop by our tasting room. Open Thursday through Sunday with events, music, and great food trucks. And this year, we are honored to collaborate with Adam Jones and the Adam Jones Podcast with Simply AJ Ballpark IPA, available throughout the baseball season. It's going to be a great year, Baltimore. Visit us online at monumentcitybrewing.com or follow us on Instagram at Monument City Brewing.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money, and with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's the perfect time to check out a spacious and reliable new Toyota SUV. Like a RAV4, with available all-wheel drive and plenty of cargo space, you'll go from errands to adventures in no time. Plus, available features like wireless charging will keep you connected. Or check out a Highlander with seating for up to eight. It's a hub for family adventure. Your Toyota dealer is getting new vehicles in stock regularly, so don't wait. Find deals on a RAV4 or Highlander at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Bowie Bay Sox are back in town this week. This weekend on Friday and Saturday nights, enjoy the area's best fireworks show following the Bay Sox game. And Sunday, come out early on Sunday Family Fun Day. Fans can play catch in the outfield grass and get autographs from select Bay Sox players. With free parking and a great game day atmosphere, the Bay Sox lead the region in affordable family fun. Get your tickets today at BaySox.com.
Thanks to senior executive producer Chip Franklin, who loves telling us trivia. And you know, when you talk a lot of trivia, you become trivial, like Chip. Go out and support the Baltimore Banner as well. Until next week, be real, be kind, and make sure to be back next week for another edition of the Adam Jones Podcast.